I want to follow up on a story from last week about closed adoptions that really touched a nerve. Gabrielle Glazer's new book, American Baby, is about one woman's lifelong search for her son. In the 1960s, as a young unmarried mother, she was forced to place her baby for adoption, and the records were sealed. After our conversation with Gabrielle, we were flooded with responses like this one from Mary Sue Hayes in Colorado.
I'm crying right now because I'm trying to find my family, and it's been 35 years. Iowa refuses to open any records to find my family, and I'm 73. It's just heartbreaking.
We were moved by Mary Sue's message, but when we tried to call her back to learn more, we couldn't get through. We did hear from a man named York. He asked us not to use his full name because some people in his family aren't aware of his story. Last month, he says he got an email from his birth mother.
She says she's been looking for me her whole life. It's been wonderful. It's so bizarre. We are finding that we're ridiculously alike. We literally have the same truck. We have the same burgundy Toyota truck. I mean, that is crazy. It's just that feeling like this is my person, you know?
Before all this, York had done a DNA test that turned up one relative on his birth mother's side. So he sent her a message.
I'm looking for my biological mother. She would be related to you. You're my closest blood relative I've ever found. Do you know anyone who was 15 years old in 1968 and gave a child up for adoption in Southern California? And it could have been a family secret. And immediately she's just like, sorry, that's not ringing a bell. But then this woman had gone ahead and forwarded my email. And then it went to this one cousin and she immediately sent it to her sister because she knew. And that was all it took. Just steel yourself for whatever you find. Hope for joy, be prepared for catastrophe. But in the end, in your life, it's so much better to know than not know.
Cheryl DeVries hasn't had as much luck.
Having moved back to the Seattle area where I was born, I did search for my biological mom. And at the time, we just had a Washington reunion agency that hires an intermediary to open your birth records and try to connect you. I went through all kinds of scenarios, like maybe she wouldn't be alive. Actually, that was the worst scenario I could think of. I never, ever thought she wouldn't want to know who I was. And that was a huge hurt to have that be what happened.
Cheryl hasn't given up hope. She's also submitted DNA samples with Ancestry and 23andMe. So far, no leads.
I think there's a part of me that just needs to see and smell and say some words and hear that story to feel somewhat satisfied. I don't, you know, and I just have such a big feeling of wanting to say thank you. It can't have been easy for her either.
And then there's the story of Joan Griffin. She told us her birth mother called out of nowhere one day. They kept in touch for years, but ended up having a falling out over politics. Her birth mother ended the relationship. Then about a decade later, in 2019, Joan did a DNA test and found a close connection on her birth father's side.
And I crossed all my fingers. How is this going to work out? And it has been absolutely delightful. So for a year and a few months, I have been in like almost weekly contact with three brand new siblings. It's been an emotional roller coaster both times. I was a young mom myself when my birth mother entered my life and she came on really strong. It was initially very difficult and then became very good and valuable. And then, you know, it kind of went down the drain. Whereas this second one, because we're all older, and I think the silver lining of the pandemic has been that we've been forced to take it really slowly. And it feels very different. Feels very warm and inviting and inclusive.
Thank you to everyone who shared their stories. And now we want to hear from someone whose job it is to help people searching for their birth parents. Leia Larkin is a DNA genealogist. Leia, welcome.
It's great to be here. Thanks.
And we were so overwhelmed by the amount of responses that we got from that interview. So many people sharing the story of their own adoption and their own search. But I have a feeling that this would really come as no surprise to you, would it?
No, it really doesn't. There are an inordinate number of people who were either adopted and neither knew or never knew, or people who grew up only knowing one of their parents. It's pretty prevalent.
And how much has DNA technology then changed the game as people start searching for their past?
With the kind of DNA that we use for genealogy tests, you can find, for example, second or third cousins. And then with a little bit of elbow grease, so to speak, you can figure out how they're related to one another and then work your way back forward to figure out how you fit into the family. So before DNA, if you couldn't get your original adoption records, or if you didn't know someone who knew the details, it was almost impossible to find your birth family if you were adopted. But now you just need to take a DNA test and then put a little effort into it.
Has that changed even more now that DNA testing has become relatively commonplace? In other words, like, we've gotten to a point where there's so much data out there that if you do submit a sample, there's actually a pretty good chance that you might find somebody who you're related to.
Yeah, it's much easier if your family has been in the U.S. for a long time. It would be much harder if you were adopted from another country. But certainly if your family has been in the U.S. for, 100, 150 years, there's a very good chance you're going to find DNA matches that are close enough that are going to lead you to your family.
Mm. Before you made this your full-time job, I understand that you were part of what you've described as an angel network that helps people on the internet track down their families. Can you describe what that means and what that community is like?
The term is search angel, and there are a huge number of people who either have been through adoption themselves or want to apply their genealogy passion to helping others. They will essentially either do the work for you or guide you through the work to help you find your biological parents. And I've made some wonderful friends that I'm still friends with years later, having been their search angel.
So walk me through this just a little bit. I'm curious how you suggest people approach their birth families once they've found them online or identified a DNA match, because I know this can be a very, very sensitive time for everybody involved. How should it happen? How should it go down?
My advice is to reach out in a way that gives the family a kind of room to save face, perhaps, if that's the right word, if they're not open to contact. When I reach out, I tend to have the adoptee do it, but I guide them through it. So when we reach out, the approach is along the lines of, we've got these DNA matches that tie us to your family. Can you perhaps help us? And I always try to step back a generation or so. So for example, I've had cases where I knew who the birth father was, like there was no doubt. But instead of saying, we know you're the birth father, the contact was, we know that we're descended from your grandparents. Can you help us? We've definitely had cases where the birth father in this particular case said, no, I want nothing to do with this. We've also had cases where the birth father was like, we should talk, and called up the adoptee and said, yes, I'm your father, and I'm glad you found me.
If it does go well, what kind of potential does this have to change people's lives? People who are searching have, in many cases, been searching for years and years and years.
There are so many layers to it. Some people just want to know who they were. And there are people who just want medical history. And some people develop really warm and caring relationships with their biological families.
And how does it make you feel to help reunite people?
Wonderful. It's one of the most gratifying things that I've done. And I love being able to see, years later, I call them my adoptees, my adoptees meeting up with their sisters and brothers that they didn't know they had.
Leah Larkin, a DNA genealogist who helps adoptees searching for their birth families. Leah, thank you so much.
Thank you.